AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden will be speaking soon from the White House about guns. Debate has intensified in Washington after deadly mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, Uvalde, Texas, and yesterday in Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
His focus is going to be making sure and asking Congress to take action because he cannot do this alone. I do not want to get ahead of the president's speech. Everyone will hear from him at 7:30.
7:30 Eastern Time. Debate in the House Judiciary Committee focused on guns. Arizona Republican Andy Biggs says it's being driven by the response to the school shooting in Texas.
The idea that disarming Americans who lawfully, legally own guns, the idea that disarming them will produce a safer, crime-free America is simply not true.
New York Democrat Jerry Nadler responded to Republicans who say it's too soon to start talking about guns.
It has not even been 24 hours since the last mass shooting, and who knows how long until the next one. Too soon, my friends? What the hell are you waiting for?
Tulsa Police Chief Wendell Franklin says the gunman who shot and killed four people at a medical building had back surgery last month, but was still complaining of pain. Franklin says the man bought a semi-automatic handgun late last month and on the day of the shooting.
At 2 p.m. on June the 1st, Mr. Lewis purchased a semi-automatic rifle from a local gun store.
Franklin says a letter was found on the gunman,
which made it clear that he came in with the intent to kill Dr. Phillips and anyone who got in his way.
Dr. Preston Phillips is one of the four people killed. The white gunman who killed 10 black people at a Buffalo, New York supermarket pleaded not guilty. The Dow finished up 435 points. This is AP News. Britain is celebrating Queen Elizabeth's 70 years on the throne.
Thousands of people cheer as the Queen, with working members of her family, go onto the balcony of Buckingham Palace at the end of the Trooping the Colour event. Within moments, aircraft performing a traditional flypast roar overhead. The 96-year-old Queen is Britain's longest reigning monarch and the first to reach the milestone of seven decades on the throne. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
But after a lifetime of good health, age has begun to catch up with the Queen. Buckingham Palace announced Elizabeth would not attend a Thanksgiving church service tomorrow after experiencing some discomfort at events today. The palace said with great reluctance, the monarch has decided to skip the service at St. Paul's Cathedral. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.